30.
Defending Liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network Studios in New York, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Monday, August 22nd, 2016. And we're coming to you from the People's Republic of New York at the RWB Network Studios and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. You know, it's summertime, and what does every kid do in the summertime? They dream of being that person playing baseball with the bases loaded, maybe a full count. The game is on the line. And what do? They hit a grand slam. That's what they do. Every kid dreams about it. Well, in fact, Brandon Thomas did it. He plays for the Gateway Grizzlies of the Independent Frontier League. Except the game wasn't quite on the line. It was the second inning, but he still hit this massive grand slam, a ball that really nobody saw drop. It just disappeared into the night. Well, it turns out that after the game, well, they found out where the ball landed. It landed on his truck. It actually broke the windshield. It broke the windshield. His own home run. Well, that's okay. He took to Twitter afterwards and said, definitely worth it. Definitely worth it. And I could say, from being a baseball player myself when I was younger and a baseball fan now, I would make that trade every day. Every single day. All right. Let's get to today's headlines. First, the Flame is finally out in Rio. But will the IOC now hold Ryan Lochte's feet to the fire? Also, Donald Trump calls for the shutdown of the Clinton Foundation. The Clinton camp responds by telling Donald Trump to release his medical records? What's going on here? And there is talk that Donald Trump may be changing his immigration policy a little bit. In light of that, I'm going to give you my immigration policy, one that I think we can all agree on. We have all that, plus, did a gold medal basketball player endorse Donald Trump? And is Jill Stein completely, completely out of her mind? And we have one new national poll to talk about and two swing state polls. I don't know where I got four from. That equals three. I don't know. We have a lot to get to today, but first, let's kick the week off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country, with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have quite a potpourri show for you guys today. It's a Monday. You know, weekends are kind of quiet, especially with the Olympics and stuff going on, but it's starting to pick up a little bit. I want you guys to check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. Articles there. We have all sorts of cool stuff there. The old shows are there. It's a good aggregate. An aggregate. That's the word of the day. Of all the old shows and some Rhino rants and articles. If you want to write for the show, you can do that. Send me your submission, your article to Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. Follow me on Twitter, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air. We got about 4,000 followers now. We just tipped the 4,000 mark last night. Pretty cool. And you can always find the old episodes on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. Our episode from Friday, our weekend report, was a hashtag Bonnie and Clyde Clinton. That was our interview with filmmaker and author Dinesh D'Souza. Got a lot of attention. You guys love that one. He's a great guy to talk to. Love to have him on again. And, hey, we have so much to get to. Hang in there. Quick 60-second break, and we'll be right back.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really. Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. I hope you guys had a good weekend. There's only a couple more left, right? Two or three more left, and then it's Labor Day, and it's back to school, and we have schedules we have to now adhere to again. The fun is over, but at least maybe the heat goes away. You know, I don't know. Some of you guys like this stuff. Not me. Not me. Hope you had a great weekend, though. Relaxing. Just a couple more left. So the Olympics are over. Whew, that's the good news. That's the good news. They extinguished the flame last night, finally. NBC is saying that they had an average of 27.5 million viewers. That's total hogwash, total garbage. The opening ceremony barely got 20 million viewers. And that's one of the highest rated days of the Olympics. We have the opening ceremony, and then any kind of gold medal game with a real sport. With a real sport. Like the basketball games always do well, and the soccer games. And I wonder when they're going to take basketball out of the Olympics. Because they took out baseball and softball because we were too good. The IOC, they don't like us. They don't like America. I don't know why we even go to these things. All these international competitions, they don't like us. So I wonder when basketball is going to go, because that's the third in a row for the men's, I think, and sixth or seventh in a row, something like that, for the women's. So we can look forward to basketball being removed from the Olympics at some point and probably replaced with, I don't know, Team Monopoly or lawn darts, something like that. It's one of these stupid games they play. But I guess we won. I guess we won. We got 46 gold medals. 37 silver and 38 bronze. I don't like coming in third that much. We gotta up that number a little bit. For a total of 121. I guess that's some kind of a record, I guess. Great Britain came in second. They had 67 medals, 27 of which were gold. We killed these guys. I mean, geez, we doubled them. China came in third. Even though they had more total medals, Great Britain had more golds. I guess that's how they score this. Very complicated stuff here. High-level stuff. Russia and Germany round out the top five. Then you have Japan, France, Korea, Italy, and Australia. That's your top 10. So anybody who had Australia in the pool, you lost. You lost. Only got 29 medals. Got to try harder. Got to do better. I don't know, run faster, swim faster, whatever. But it's not over for Ryan Lochte and his band of merry idiots there that went out clubbing and clubs and whatever else they did. Jack Conger, Gunnar Bentz, Jimmy Fagan. They're going to have to answer a little bit here to maybe the IOC, maybe just the USOC. The IOC said they might not punish these guys or take any further action if the US committee does it. So, hey, listen, Dad spoke, right? We always have to adhere to these big international bodies, which is why I do not like the Olympics. I don't like big international bodies. They may take further action. The USOC CEO, Scott Blackman, said, I don't know. What are they going to do? Tell him he can't swim anymore? What are they going to do? He can't compete? What is he, 46 years old or something? He shouldn't be competing anyway. But he did have a bad day today. Ryan Lochte had a bad day today. He lost his Ralph Lauren sponsorship, and he lost his Speedo sponsorship. So that qualifies as a bad day for somebody who swims. All right, those of you who don't swim, this is a bad day for him. I guess we don't get to see him walk around in these tight Speedos anymore. Wow, what a shame. What a shame. You know, I think it's interesting that the USOC, they're so quick to condemn too, because they don't want to look bad in front of the IOC. This guy Blackman says, hopefully a lesson learned more than anything else, that you're representing your country, you're representing your sport, you're representing a movement. You need to conduct yourself in a way that makes us all proud. Well, I think Herb Brooks said it best, right? Didn't Herb Brooks say it best back in 1980 when he said the name on the front is more important than the name on the back? I think that kind of cleared it up. And if you're an athlete and you can't adhere to that, you shouldn't be going anyway. You know a lot of these people are prima donnas. A lot of them are. Doesn't matter if it's just a swimmer. It could be any sport. A lot of times they're very good at what they do. They've been catered to. They're driven to practice at 4 o'clock in the morning. The coaches tell them how great they are. These sponsors can't wait to line up and give them money. They're prima donnas. Well, you got to keep these guys in check sometimes. Your average NFL team. Now, you have plenty of NFL players that get into trouble. But you have no idea how many don't get in trouble. That's because when they go out, the NFL, the team, sends people with them to keep them out of trouble. Bodyguards, everything, to make sure they don't get in trouble. Now, I'm not saying we should increase the numbers of our Olympic team here, because it's already a high number. There's a lot of people that go. I mean, I'm surprised we only won 121 medals. We should have won 300 medals, the amount of people we sent over there, and the amount of money we spent on this stuff. But who do we have here? This IOC member, Anita DeFrance. She says, they have forever put themselves on the kind of list you don't want to be remembered for. I wish I could feel sorry for them. Instead, I feel that they should have been honest from the beginning. What they did was wrong. But what was even more wrong, it was ridiculous and that they didn't stand up for the truth. Whatever. These people, this IOC, they just can't wait. They can't wait to dog America. They can't wait to do it. Why do we even do this stuff? I don't know why we even do this stuff. The next three Olympics are all in Asian countries. You have South Korea, Tokyo, and Beijing again. They just had it a couple years ago. So now we can look forward to like 12 and 13 hour time differences and getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to watch something. The numbers are going to just drop precipitously. Because no one's going to get up to watch this stuff. We can just go to Twitter and say, hey, what's trending? And figure out who won whatever game they were playing. Really dumb. They don't like us. They don't really care for Canada. They don't like North America at all. There's no reason why Beijing gets to have these things, twice in like 10 years? Crazy. It took Lake Placid like 78 years to get it back. 1932 and then 1980 or whatever it was. But Beijing gets, and that's not even like a cold weather city. When I think Winter Olympics, I think like Torino and Nagano and Lake Placid. Snow coming down. You look at it on TV, you go, oh, that's pretty. People sitting by campfires and stuff and these fireside chats that Matt Lauer does. That's what you think about. I don't think about palm trees like Sochi, right? There are palm trees in the Olympic Village, and then they go up to the mountains where they say they swear there's going to be snow, and there was like nothing. They were skiing on ice cubes. It's terrible. So the next three are in Asian locales, so I don't know. I guess those sports are already going on now, maybe, with the time delay? I don't know. Who knows? It does turn out that maybe Carmelo Anthony gave Donald Trump perhaps a much-needed endorsement? I don't know. After the gold medal game, he said, despite everything that's going on now in our country, we've got to be united. This is what it's about, representing our country on the biggest stage you can be on. America will be great again. I believe that. We've got a lot of work to do, just one step at a time. Of course, the New York Knicks guard, Carmelo Anthony, and a Syracuse graduate. At that, I don't know if he was endorsing here or if he was kind of halfway endorsing. Would it make a difference? Maybe, but Twitter lit up. They lit up. Here's a black man endorsing Donald Trump. That is a big no-no. Big no-no as far as a lot of people are concerned. I don't know. All right, we'll finish up on this, and we'll talk more about Donald Trump, and we'll talk about the Clinton Foundation, and does Hillary think Donald Trump's going to launch a nuke? We'll talk about that, plus my immigration plan. I have it coming up in this show. I think you're going to like it. Hang in there. You're listening to The Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. And when something's good, you don't forget how good something good really is. It's the little things that count, like Columbo's salads. They're fresh, crisp, cold, and delicious every time. Service that's friendly, not fawny. Then there's Columbo's mouth-watering steaks. They're flavor-filled fish specialty. And Columbo's crowd-pleasing Italian goodies, plus jazz every night. And don't forget the meatballs. At Columbo's, you can't forget how good something good really is. And it's all so affordable. That's why, when you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's. Because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's. Mangia.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. I implore you to go check out our Friday show, our weekend report, where I had a nice long interview, a chat, if you will, with Dinesh D'Souza, author and filmmaker, of course, of Hillary's America. You have to go see it. Gotta go see it. Required watching. As are all of his films, really, and the books should be required reading. Just such an intellect, a great patriot. If you look on most of the podcasting sites, it's called hashtag Bonnie and Clyde Clinton. Now, for some reason, Spreaker has it listed as Inconvenient Truth. That's because I changed the name about 10 seconds after I named it. I said, oh, I want to go with Bonnie and Clyde Clinton, and Spreaker didn't change it, so I don't know why. For some reason, it's got a different name there. If you've heard the show, you know why I named it both of those. Well, the one at first and then the other one second. So check those out, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Podbean, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, or rhinoreport.com. They're all right there. All right, let's switch gears here to Donald Trump. Donald Trump is calling for the shutdown of the Clinton Foundation. Now, we heard on, I don't know, was it last Wednesday? The Clintons said, well, if Hillary wins, Bill and Chelsea will step down. Well, like you had a choice. Like, don't tell us this like you're doing us a big favor. They didn't have a choice. And that's almost admitting the influence that other countries have. They're admitting the influence by saying that. This campaign is not going the way Hillary Clinton wants. It's not. She's not getting the support she thinks she has. Look at the rallies. You can have, I heard, what's her name? Julie Radzinski, whatever her name is, on Fox News said, doesn't matter how big the rallies are. I've been doing this for 20 years. They're in defense mode. They're in big time defense mode. The rallies are sparsely attended. Very, very sparsely attended for Hillary Clinton. In fact, Jill Stein is having bigger rallies. And Gary Johnson, he had like 400 people at his rally yesterday. This is more than Hillary Clinton is drawing at her rallies. The poll numbers, these are commissioned polls. They have to support a narrative. If you have a mainstream media outlet that commissions a poll, and they're running a lot of negative stories about Donald Trump, as they have been doing, per business as usual, they need a poll that supports their narrative. See, all this bad stuff about Donald Trump, and he's not doing good in the poll, it has to support the narrative. So I would throw a lot of these polls away. I'm not going to talk about the three I have right now. We're going to get to that in a little bit. What I'm getting at is that this is not going her way. It's not going the way she thought this was going to be. This coronation, this the country rises up, puts Hillary on their shoulders, which is probably how she has to get around, and then goes and just sweeps her into the White House. Almost this very majestic type thing. Not going that way. And they're not happy about it. Now these issues about her health are popping up. And these have been around for a long time. This is nothing new. We have known, we've seen videos for the last 6 or 7 years of her falling off of everything. Falling upstairs, falling downstairs, breaking her elbow, concussions, blood clots. She's on Coumadin apparently. We know her health is not good. And when you have a doctor write a note that says, nope, doing great, we all know that's a load of garbage. We all know it. Now, when Donald Trump has his note, it's like we're in third grade, right? We need doctor's notes. When he has his note and it says it's the healthiest person to ever run for president, well that's kind of garbage too. Both sides are spewing a lot of garbage. Now, Donald Trump trying to get out of the gutter, calling for the shutdown of the Clinton Foundation on Fox and Friends, and actually calling for them to give back the money. They've taken a lot of money from places like Saudi Arabia and Oman, places that, they kill gays and lesbians. They won't let you build a church. They won't let you build a temple. They demean women every single chance they get. But the Clintons, the check clears. The check clears, so they're okay with it. But Donald Trump wants it shut down, and this is probably one of the better things he has called for. One of the things people can get behind him and say, you know what, maybe there's some impropriety here, and maybe Donald Trump is giving it to us real, and maybe he's right here. Maybe he's right. There are a lot of Democrats that have a very, very tough time defending the Clinton Foundation. I know a few of them, and they can't do it. You're talking about a charitable organization that people can't even figure out what their 501c3 is, what it means, where it is, how they got status. And regardless of all that, only 15% of the money that comes in goes out to charity. They gave something like $5,000 to law enforcement charities. Donald Trump cut a check for $1 million to veterans. So they're having a hard time defending it. It would be in their best interest to shut it down now. Will they? No. They'll only shut it down if Hillary wins, and they'll open up a brand new one. It'll be the Chelsea and Bill Foundation, or the Chelsea Bill and We Swear to God Not Hillary Foundation. Something like that. We'll continue with this. Plus, I'll give you my immigration plan. I think you're going to like it. Coming up here on the Rhino Report. Hang in there.
You experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging touching the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
CRN and listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was the location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
So we're talking about Donald Trump, and he's calling for the Clintons to shut down this Clinton Foundation and to give back the money. That will never happen. Never, ever happen. You got a better chance of the sun not rising tomorrow than them giving back money. They don't do it. That's why they stay in politics. The Clintons don't have any friends. They have no friends. They have lots of people who want access, lots of people who are willing to give them money so that they can make more money with their businesses or, you know, whatever they have going on. But they don't have any real friends. Uma Abedin isn't even the Clintons' real friend. I would never make one of my friends carry around my shopping bags. That would never in a million years happen because I'm a good friend. Hillary Clinton, not a good friend. Very simple. Now, the Clintons responded, and this guy, Robbie Mook, he's their the campaign manager or whatever. They're all just a bunch of spin PR people. Everyone in the Clinton campaign is. He went around on the Sunday shows because that's what they do. They get these nice, friendly Sunday interviews. They grill Donald Trump. Grill him. But the Clinton campaign, nice, friendly fireside chats, like whatever it is. They get it very easy from mainstream media. He says, well, listen, Donald Trump hasn't released any serious health letter yet. Oh, So we want serious health letters now. That's what we want? I'd love a serious one on Hillary Clinton, not one that just says, oh, yeah, she's doing okay. They're really going to go down this road. Is that the road they want? That was a very, very Trump-like remark from like a month ago. The old Donald Trump. Right? That's kind of what it sounded like to me. Well, they didn't do it. It's like, well, you're a meanie. You're a poopy head. They didn't do it. Now, I would love to compare medical records between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. There's no comparison. There's just no comparison. And we've seen things on Twitter trending like Hillary's stool, right? We saw that. Hillary's health. Where's Hillary? She even said she was exhausted. She was absolutely exhausted after the Democrat National Convention. Which, did you even see her there? I didn't. She showed up for that last night to make her acceptance speech. She gave Obama a way too long of a hug for my liking. That was exhausting because most of her rallies are about 10 to 15 minutes. Everybody else speaks. She does a 10 or 15 minute thing, and then she's gone. Well, she had to make a longer speech. That took a lot out of her. And that would indicate to a lot of people someone in failing health. If you can't stand there and talk for 30 minutes, well, I don't know. I do it every day for an hour. A lot of times I am standing when I do this show. I don't always sit when I do it. I stand a lot. Now, I'm much younger than Hillary. I get that. But you have to question yourself. You have to question the health of the candidate. It is important. It's very important. We could get stuck with Tim Kaine. Think about that. Get stuck with Tim Kaine. All right, well, she has a new ad out. This Trump is released, some ads coming out, but she has a new ad indicating that Trump will launch nuclear weapons if he's the president. I mean, they are reaching. They're reaching. It's one of these ads. It sounds a lot like the 2008 ads, which we all know work so well for her, right? Who's going to answer the phone at 3 o'clock in the morning? It's kind of one of those ads. It says, in times of crisis, America depends on steady leadership, clear thinking, and calm judgment. Oh, yeah. All things I would definitely characterize Hillary Clinton as, because it only takes one wrong move, right? That's what the ad says. You got to watch it. Go to YouTube, type in just one Hillary. That's her ad. And then there's a sound of like this bomb dropping. That's what it sounds like at the end of the ad. And they have a bunch of quotes from Donald Trump. We're going to bomb the blank out of ISIS. And then they actually misquote and they put in a bleep to make it sounds like he says ISIS can go blank themselves. They put a bleep in there. He didn't say what they're trying to make you think he said. So this is a very, very characteristic of a Hillary Clinton campaign. Just like when they said Obama was a Muslim, they start reaching at straws, right? They start grasping at straws, throwing stuff against the wall, see what will stick. The polls are not trending in her favor right now. They're not trending in her favor. They were for a couple of weeks. Donald Trump is on the straight and narrow. He has a clear message. He has clear leadership. And we're starting to see a change. When we go over the LA Times poll in just a couple of minutes, you're going to see that some of these lines are starting to come back together. And in some areas you didn't think they would trend towards Trump in, specifically the African-American vote, the Latino vote. Starting to kind of come together, and they are still apart. They're still apart, but there is some definite movement for Donald Trump. Movement there. Even New York Times is saying that Google should now try to change their algorithm so people cannot research Hillary's health. Yeah. Well, Google has changed it anyway. It's you type in Hillary Clinton, the first thing that should pop up should be emails. It doesn't. It doesn't. They have changed the algorithm already, and they want them to change it again so that people cannot research negative things about Hillary. Again, we have to be very, very mindful of things like Twitter and things like Facebook and Google, all these tech companies, because they have these zeitgeists where they know what people look for. That's what made Google so popular, was that they knew what people wanted, so they just gave it to them. And what does Google get, like 2 billion impressions a day or something like that, or hits a day? It's something ridiculous. And they know they can influence the stuff you're reading and the stuff you're seeing. So the New York Times, this guy Farad Manjoo, He's saying Google has to fix their algorithm so that people cannot look up negative things about Hillary. Always want to influence. A good example of this was last night on Twitter, and I promised myself I would tread lightly with this topic. Last night, for a couple hours, trending on Twitter was White Lives Matter. It was trending for quite a while. And as you dig into it and you look into the analytics of it, there's no reason why it should have been trending. It only had about 3,000 tweets. Now, any New York Mets game or New York Yankees game has way more tweets than that during the game, and it never trends. It never trends. Was Twitter trying to race bait a little bit? Because there were an awful lot of really, really mean things being said on that hashtag. And you could start to see this divisiveness that people have when it comes to race in this country. But there was no reason for it to be trending. Nothing in a normal algorithm would have said it's a popular topic based on how many tweets and impressions it was getting. It was just there. So Twitter does it too. All right, when we come back, I promise we will get to my immigration plan. We will get to some new polls. And is Jill Stein completely out of her mind, but just well enough to take votes from Hillary? I think she might be. We'll be back.
Aloha! Experience your home away from home, being beachfront at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Begin your getaway relaxing on over 11 acres of tropical Hawaiian gardens at Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel. Voted Best Aloha Spirit by Hawaii Magazine readers. Just walking around the grounds with all the tropical vegetation, relaxing poolside, or kicking back in the sun on the world-renowned Kaanapali Beach makes you feel like you're home in paradise. There's a package to fit all your needs. Wedding, honeymoon, activities, private parties, great food, or just good old beach fun. The hotel perpetuates the Hawaiian tradition at its best. Call 661-0011 or visit kbhmaui.com.
Do you still believe the old-fashioned notion you're free to withdraw your own cash from your own bank? Don't bank on it. Pat Boone here. You know, the truth is, if you have a bank account, you're a target of the government's new war against cash. According to The Secret War, a new white paper from the folks at Swiss America. Get a free copy now. It's a must-read for all of us. The Secret War.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Every day, governments are moving closer to outlawing cash to create a cashless society. No wonder banks are moving to limit cash withdrawals. No wonder banks must now spy on you and me for the government. Hope you'll take it from me, Pat Boone. You need to read The Secret War. It's free.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. As planned, I want to talk about my immigration plan. Hopefully, 7-8 minutes here is long enough to do that. Donald Trump is supposed to do an immigration speech in Colorado this Thursday, and people are saying he may be changing his stance a little bit. And he did meet with some Latino leaders and community members over the weekend, and I think he kind of ran it by them first. So maybe he changes, maybe he doesn't. Of course, we all know he wants to kick out 11 million illegal immigrants, okay? Well, guess what? That's just never going to happen. I know it's hard to hear. A lot of you don't want to hear that, but it's not going to happen. It'll get caught up in the court system for many, many years, and we're stuck in the same position we've always been in. So here is my idea, all right? There are currently about 11.2 million illegal immigrants in this country. You kick out everybody who has been convicted of a felony. Ever, okay? They're out, they're gone. Anybody who has been convicted of a misdemeanor in the last 3 years, out, gone. Now, according to CNN, about 250,000 illegal immigrants in this country right now are either incarcerated or have committed a felony. So you add in a couple of family members who go with them, maybe here or there, kids, wife, spouse, whatever, go with them, and you've gotten rid of about 1 million people. So now you're down to 10 million people, approximately 4 million of which are children under 18 years old, 6 million able-bodied adults. Now, these 6 million people will have 6 months to acquire and sign what I'm going to call the Path to Citizenship Contract. You don't sign it, you're gone. All right? This is not going to be an easy process. Lots of ways to be gone. But if you want to be a citizen of this country, this is what you're going to have to do. Very first thing that has to happen, we pass an amendment that makes English the official language of this country. Very first thing we do. Now, people who have signed the Path to Citizenship Contract, they will get a status or a visa that allows them to stay here. They must file a $15,000 at minimum tax return 10 out of the next 12 years at a flat tax rate of 35% with no returns. Doesn't matter how many dependents you claim, no returns, 35%, it's gone. You're going to need to be a productive member of society, and you're not eligible for benefits. All right, so we got people staying, that makes Democrats happy. We got no benefits, that makes Republicans happy. We have taxes, makes everybody happy. They don't give me this garbage about sales tax because they say, oh, well, they pay sales tax, so they don't have to pay an income tax. Well, we all pay sales tax. If that was the case, then I'm going to stop paying my income taxes. Let's assume that each pathway immigrant makes $20,000 a year. All right, that's $7,000 straight to the government. Now, $7,000 times 6 million people is $42 billion a year. After 4 years, we'd cut $2 trillion off of the national debt. $2 trillion. Children under 13 years old, under my plan, will be attached to their parents' contract. Okay, they're too young. They're attached to the parents' contract. 13 to 15 have to do a five-year contract with 3 years they have to have returns once they hit 18 years old. People 16 to 17 years old have to do a seven-year contract, five of which they have to file return of $15,000 or more. Once they've completed this contract, they are now eligible for naturalization classes, which we will make very readily available. Very readily. I came to this because I think about my grandfather, who came here from Italy. And I've been to Ellis Island, and I've seen the myriad of tests and the battery of tests and really demeaning things they put him through just to be a citizen here. And then we talked to Dinesh on Friday, who came here, and he's making a real difference. He came here as an exchange student, and he's making a real difference. There are people who do want to make a difference, who do want to come here and really live better lives, not just milk our system. So we have to have some way for these people who really, really want it, who really want it to stay. A lot of people will fall through the cracks here, and they will have to be deported because this is not going to be easy. If we take it a step further, okay, let's take it a little step further. Some of you are going to hate this, but I'm sorry. Since the AFL and the CIO, or AFL-CIO and the SEIU are so willing to take on unskilled laborers vis-a-vis these fast food workers, let's let the unions take these immigrants, give them a job, train them, and now we can put them out on New Deal-type jobs. Roads, bridges, a wall, infrastructure. New Deal-type stuff. Now the union gets to collect almost $150 million a month in dues. $150 a month. Guess who the unions will now support? They will throw their campaign finance money at the Republicans who gave them all of this labor to collect dues off of. So, in this policy, in less than 6 minutes, we have decreased our debt. We have fixed our broken roads, highways, and bridges. We've eliminated the criminals from this country who are here illegally. And we've cut off the biggest source of money. It's the Democrat Party. All in 5 minutes. This is not complicated stuff. If you want to be here, you need to pay a toll to be here. There are very few bridges out there you can cross and not pay a toll. Otherwise, guess what? You got to swim. This is very, very simple. Yes, it could take 12 years. Yes, that's 3 terms. I get it. But this is not going to be an overnight problem, solution to a big problem. You can't fix it overnight. It can't happen. You have to make sure people want to stay here. I believe in the American dream. I believe that people can come here, escape persecution, escape whatever they're trying to escape, and be viable citizens. I'm not saying close our borders. We can't do that. That's not the way we do things. But people have to come here the right way. And this is paying your way in. You're showing the rest of the country that you want to be an American citizen. Let me know your thoughts on this. You can email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. We'll be back with a few more closing thoughts after this.
So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Come on the Bali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
From traditional Hawaiian weddings and vow renewals to your own unique ceremony, find out why Ka'anapali Weddings is the perfect place to say, I do. Create the memory that will last a lifetime at the place you and your family know and love, Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Imagine yourself and your loved one just steps away from world-famous Ka'anapali Beach in one of many wedding venues to choose from, including oceanside lawns, tropical gardens, or indoor banquet rooms. With your choice of catering, bar, floral, and musical options, you can make your special day customized just for you. Their wedding specialists will help you plan your dream wedding today. For more information, visit Ka'anapaliWeddings.com or call 661-0011. Ka'anapali Weddings, the perfect place to say, I do.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Guys, last segment of today's Monday edition of the Rhino Report. I know some of you are screaming at me now. We can't keep people in this country, but we have to remember. I know you don't want to hear it. You have to remember how we all got here. A lot of us got here via an immigration process. There has to be a process available. I'm just saying we have to make people earn it. They have to earn it. You can't stay. I'm not for that. You can't just stay. You got to earn it. And I believe there will be some attrition here. Absolutely. Out of the 6 million people of my plan, I would say maybe half complete it. About half. So, worst case, there's 3 million more gone. And 3 million that really want to be here, have paid into the system, have earned their dues, and proven that they want to be American citizens. All right. Let's get to a couple of polls here. We have the LA Times poll. This is one that's starting to trend Trump's way. Trump 45, Clinton 44. After having a pretty good separation last week, Trump is back on top. He's back on top with the 65 and over crowd. He's back on top with the high school or less. Big there. Some college he's on top here, too, and that's widening. College grad up is still Hillary there.
less than $35,000 a year. He's trailing here by 13, but it's tightening. It's tightening. It was much, much further apart. It was like 25 apart. Now it's 13 apart. He's on top in the 35 to 75K area, and the more than 75, too close to call. He's up with the white voter here, about 22 points, and the black vote, this gap is closing. He's up to 14.3. She's down to 81.3. Still a large gap. I get that. But it's the trend lines we're looking at. And he is trending to close this gap, perhaps because of that speech in West Bend, Wisconsin last week. The Latino vote, he's down 53-34 here. And that gap is closing, too. We're seeing two trend lines starting to come together with the Latino vote. The other vote is too close to call. Female, she's up by 11. Males in this LA Times poll, he's up by 14. So again, a 25-point gender gap. And the people who think, you know, when they ask in this poll, this is a Daybreak poll by the LA Times, who do you think will win? Which is always a different answer than who they'll vote for. By a large majority, people think Hillary will win, but that perception is starting to level off, if not close a little bit. We saw it get really wide the last 2 weeks, and now it's starting to close in. So perception is changing. We're seeing that in the 18 to 34 category. Their perception is it's getting a lot closer. And that's, I mean, I could read through all the college grad and up. That's closing, too. let's see. The perception among the black voter, that's closing. Perception among the Latino voter, that's closing. And the white voter now thinks that Trump will win. So these are very interesting poll numbers. LA Times, one of the better places to get it because of the way they do their poll, a self-weighted poll. We've been over this a few times. North Carolina. They do not approve. This is a Gravis poll. They do not approve of what's going on here with Obama, minus three there. And who will you vote for president when it's head-to-head? You have Hillary. When it's, you throw in law firm Johnson and Stein, you got Trump by one. And Ohio, Hillary by six. Hillary by six in Ohio in a CBS YouGov poll, all online, 997 likely voters. This poll was embargoed for 4 days. So they are taking questions out. You don't embargo a poll for 4 days if it's the exact raw data. They're manipulating the poll. Very, very easy to see for most people. All right, guys. Hope you had fun. That's today's Monday show. Check out all the old episodes on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Podbean, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. A big thank you to all of those who serve our country at home and abroad. And a big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.
Which was most appropriate because that was your opinion.
Are you tired of hearing your favorite talk radio show sound like this? What if you could hear your